Vayter and Shasra and Daf Nun Gimel, picking up 15 lines down, third word on the line. First word is Tanai Kafel, and then Chalitz V'asa Maimer V'nasan Get Ubal. Next part of the Mishnah. So we said if a person is Chalitza, and then gave her a get or did Maimer, all the different variables that we have going on over there, we said there's nothing after Chalitza. Once Chalitza is done, it's game over. It says the Gemara, why don't we say the Mishnah V'nisni Nami, we mentioned this when we did this in the Mishnah, V'nisni Nami Ein Acher Bia Klum. Why don't we say there's nothing after Bia, after Bia also? It says Rashi, Da Bia Shaykh L'Maimer B'Seifa, written in the Seifa that ends it off by speaking about it, to Katani, O Baal V'asa Maimer V'nasin Get V'Chalitz Taha, O Katani, Ube Baal V'asa Maimer, Ube Baal V'nasin Get, My Chalitza Ika. Since the whole Sefer talks about Bia, so why don't we go over there also and say that there's nothing after Vinicius Einacher Bia Klum? Abai of Ravad, number five, they come and they say, okay, Tani Einacher Bia Klum, Inachanami, you could write that. It says Rashi, Velotzar Klum Misni Nami Einacher Chalitz Klum. You don't have to say that also. They came with the Tana Einacher Bia Klum. Since you said there's nothing after Bia, who would the Nami? Einacher Chalitz Klum. There's nothing after Chalitz either. Velishna Kalila, who would the Misni Chado, Bia, or Chalitz. And speaking briefly, to speak quickly, to go and say one of them and not the other, you can learn from the other. Vitana Didan, what's Shadnar Tana Taka? That doesn't say that, but it says Chalitza, and doesn't say Bia. Hatari Sifam of the Shuk Adifalei, he felt, let's learn out from Chalitza, because to talk about the idea of allowing Yavama to go to the Shuk was more important, he felt more valuable to speak out. Says Rashi, he doesn't mention Bia. Alpha Gav the Ayurba, but Seifa, no, mentions in the Seifa, Mishum the Hepta Yavama, Lashuk, to be allowing the Yavama to go to the Shuk, Chavivalei, it's more beloved to him to speak that out, La Ruye, Umina, to bring that to light, Umina, Shamin and Da'in, Acher Bia Klum, and from there we can learn also there's no Bia Klum, there's no Bia thing after Bia either. Vitricha Litana, Lemisti Tatu, it's a Tircha to go and mention both of them, Ein Acher Bia, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, therefore you say one of them, you learn out from the other. Next part of the Mishnah, we said all these cases is Echad Yavama Achas, Echad Shte Yavamas. This is a matter of, we're talking about one Yavama with two brothers, or if it was two Yavamas, it was only one brother that was there. Masistan go to the low, Kibanasa. It doesn't go like Benazah, the Tanya. Benazah Yomer, he says, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer. There is Maimer Acher Maimer. Bishne Yavamim V'Yavama Achas. If you had two Yavamin and one Yavama, two brothers giving to one Yavama, then both of them actually impact something, and she's a get even from the second one. Vein Maimer Chamaimer b'shte Yavamas Yamelcha, but there's no Maimer Chamaimer when it comes to two Yavamas with one Yavam. So clearly our Mishnah can't be going like Ben Azai, because our Mishnah is not like that. Look at Rashi, Ben Azai, the look of Ben Azai, the Amar Ein Maimer Acher Maimer b'shte Yavamas v'yavam echad. Umas Nisan, our Mishnah says b'shte Yavamas v'yavam echad. Kamar, that's what we're dealing with, and we say that there would be Maimer Acher Maimer in such a case. So clearly it doesn't go like him. Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah, Ketzad, Maimer Lezu. So how does it apply when we're taking a case of two Yavamas? So we said, let's say he goes in and does Maimer with one Yavama. So you have this guy Shimon and Rachel falls to him and he does Maimer. And then he goes to Devorah and he does Chalitza. Then what happens? The first one needs to get a get. Rashi points out, why is it you saying that he did a Maimer with the first one, with Rachel, and then he did Chalitza with the second one? Why didn't we just say that he did Chalitza with the first one also, and that she still needs a get also because he did Maimer? So he says, Rashi, first wide line, Midalo Nakat, and the fact that he didn't write Chalitza Bailas Maimer must be Messiah L'Shmuel. This helps us Shmuel, the Amar, Chalitz L'Bailas Maimer. If you did Chalitza, the one that got Maimer, then lo niftar atzarasa. It doesn't let go of the tzara. She's not out. The kever, the boy get, the mamaru, since he needs a get, lo havi Chalitza ma'al yusas. I consider it a strong Chalitza. La fuki zika de chaverta, to get rid of the zika from the previous one. So maybe this is a proof for Shmuel over here. Let me say, Shmuel says, Gemara damer Shmuel, Chalitza ba'alus Maimer, we did Chalitza on that. Lo niftar atzarasa. It doesn't let the tzara out. It's called a Chalitza psula. Well, I don't know that. It's just not a Chalitza Ma'al Yisa. And the reason is because since he did Maimer, now there's a stronger connection between the two of them. Had he not done Maimer, so then they'd be equal, each of the two. But now he did that, now it's not enough just to do Chalitza, he has to do something else also. Therefore, maybe you can only do Chalitza on the first one. On the second one, if you only did Chalitza on the first one, the second one wouldn't go free. That's how Shmuel speaks up. With Tiyufta Drav Yosef, seems also to be a Tiyufta Drav Yosef that we saw quoted on Daf Yud Beis and on Mem Dalid, about a person shouldn't spill out the water from a pit if someone else may need it. And over here, what's happening is, Mishnah seems to be telling us that if you did Maimer in the first one, and then you do Chalitza on the second one, but hold on a second, since the first one's going to not need to get, they're going to be puzzled from Kahuna, so why would you go out and do Chalitza on the second one and mess up both of them from the Kahuna? Why don't we do Chalitza on the first one? It must be Tiyufta. Says the Gemara, no, Miketani Chalitz. Does it say that this is what should be done? You should go do that? Chalatz Katani. It says Chalatz means if one went and did it, Dieved means with Dieved, if they did it, then that's what happens, but not that you're supposed to do it. So not a raya for either way, not for Shmuel and not the knock off of Yosef, because just saying this is what happened, not that this is what should be done, meaning according to Shmuel, that you see you'd have to do it like that in order to go ahead, so that's actually a chalitza malyusa, and according to Yosef, oh, you see that you can even do that. The answer is no, this is just what had happened. Next part of the mission said, get lazuva, get lazuva. Mm-hmm. Let's say you give a get to this one and a get to that one. The guy gives a get to both of them. And what's going to happen? The mission said that. You have to do tzvichas, amen, and chalitza. You got to do chalitza on both of them. Wawa, wewa, right? Because what happens is you do chalitza on one, it gets rid of both of them. And Rashi points out over there in the Mishnah that the Yafim is going to be usher to marry the relatives of both, because the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim here. We see that there is get acher get. Says Gemara, lema masayle le rabba barahuna. Let's say this is supporting Rabbi Huna. Don't Rabbi Huna chalitza psula tzricha lechazer kol achin. Now the lashon of the Mishnah is tzrichos chalitza. They need chalitza. Sounds like each one of them is chalitza. Must be it goes like Rabbi Huna, which says by chalitza psula, by a lowly type of chalitza, like in a case like this, so they have to go ahead and get rid of them. Tzricha lechazer kol achin. He says that every one of them needs to go ahead and get chalitza from everybody. So it sounds like this also, because it says tzrichos, they need it. It says, no, my tzrichos doesn't mean tzrichos. Tzrichos the alma. It just means it's necessary to be done. It doesn't mean that each one of them needs to get chalitza. It means that chalitza has to be done in circumstances like this. You do it to one, it gets rid of both of them. So it's not a raya to Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Okay, the text speaks to try to basically repeat what we said a moment ago with the next part of the Mishnah. It says, get lezuvah chal tezuvah. If you get to this one, the chalitza to the other one. The Mishnah says, ein ach chalitza klum. But, says the Gemara, lema mesayle the Shmuel. Do we say this is a siyur to Shmuel v'tavi tiyufta derav Yosef? Is this going to help out Shmuel that we said a moment ago that if one does chalitza to a bailus maimer that it's not going to be nifta at sarasa? And Rav Yosef's whole shtick of talking about not messing over two people of the Meiboro, right? Because over here it's saying, get Lazu, if you ever get to this one, so that's going to mess it up. So it's not the Maimer case, that's a get case. Is that so? It's helping out Shmuel, it's a tifta Rav Yosef. Says, go ahead, no, Mikatani Cholitz, Cholatz Katani, David. It's talking about B'dievid, not Lechatzkir to do this. Not a Raya for either one. Not a Raya, not a tifta. Not a Siyua, not a tifta. Next part of the Mishnah, a whole list of things, Cholatz. V'chalatz, o chalatz. Right? So it says, let's say a person did, if the oven first had chalitza with the yavama, and then, let's say, chalatz v'asa maimer, nasan get ubal. O bal v'asa maimer, v'nasan get v'chalatz. Ein ache chalitza. Klum, bein betchila, bein be'emsa, bein besof. Right? Okay. So now, for it's like the Gemara, v'listni nami, ein ache bia klum. I don't want to say it's not ache bia either. Abai ravet, tabayu, tani, ein ache bia klum. Ein ache nami, you write that also. Like we said a moment ago. Vitana Didan, basically repeating ourselves here, Hataris Yavama Lashuk Adifale it was better for him that he felt that it was more necessary to speak out that she goes out to the shuk clean and clear, but it would also apply if Yivam was done, then it's full on and nothing else matters. Now, for the next part, let's understand quick intro. We had a machlokas way back in the day in Daf Yud between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Let's say you have a bunch of brothers, and Rachel falls to the bunch of brothers. Now, what happens is, let's say the first brother, Reuven, dies, Rachel falls, now the Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, etc. Now, Shimon does chalitza on her. When Shimon does chalitza on her, what happens? What's the status of her and her tzara? To Shimon and to the rest of the brothers. According to Rabbi Yochanan says that he is this brother, Shimon, is a shliach for everyone, and therefore everything falls down to him and to his brothers to a level of a lav. It's no longer an issue of karis, it's just lo yivne. Since you didn't build it, don't build it anymore, and it's in a ser lav. According to Reish Lakish, though, he says that it only becomes a lav for him himself, but the tzara and even the original wife, Rachel, remains karis for the rest of the brothers. So now with that introduction, let's take a look and see. Now, says the next part of Mishnah, Bein Yofim Echad, L'shtei Yavamos, and This applies when you have one Yavam which is with two Yavamas or two Yavamin with one Yavama. Mishnah basically goes to spell out that once you did Chalitza, nothing doing. So if you did Chalitza with one of the Almanos, and then you end up doing Mimer with the second one, that Mimer is going to end up being nothing. And also, let's say you did Chalitza, and then, well, that first case is you have Shimon goes as and he does Chalitza on the first wife, and then he does Mimer on the second wife. The second one's nothing. And then it goes on to also say that let's say that Shimon does Chalitza on the first one, and then Levi comes along and he does with that same one, he does Mimer, that also isn't going to work. Now let's break it down and put it into the Gemara and Daf Yud. Bishal Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense. Kunt Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, he's the one who says that Kula Beisa Balavkoi, that everyone falls to a level of Lav. Therefore, why did you have to tell me this shtickle? You had to tell me that, oh, if you ended up doing Mimer with the second one, that it's not going to work. And you know why? Because even though it's only a lav, it must be the Ein Kiddushin Tosin Mechayv Lavin, and we go like Rabbi Akiva, says Rashi, Mastisad Chalos Azuva, Asa Mimer Bezu, Eino Klum, that's nothing. The Alpha Gavda Lav Baalme, even though it's just a lav Gabe, Lotas Kiddushin, Vesasan Lan, Bekulan, Rabbi Akiva, we hold like Rabbi Akiva, Chemishne Yavamin, Vyavam Achas, similar to two Yavamin, one Yavam. Other Rish Lakish, but going to Rish Lakish, Damar Kula Beis of a Karis Kai. Everybody remains in a state of Karis. So let me figure this out here. Itzach Hashminin, the Ein Kiddushin Tosin B'Chayv Krisus. Did you have to teach me that Kiddushin is at Tofis B'Chayv Krisus? Says Rashi, El Rish Lakish, the Parakama Kula Beis of a Karis Kai. Levad Me Cholitz B'Chalutza. The only one that's not Karis is the one who did Chalitza himself to the Cholitz. Of a Cholitz, Legabi Tzara, but the Cholitz to the Tzara. Vechein, Achin, the brothers, Bein B'Chalutza, Bein B'Tzara, B'Karis. They were in the love of Karis. So I Itzach Lemisne, Gabi Beis Yavamos, V'Yavam Echo, the Beis Yavam, and V'Yavam Achas. The Ein Mimer, Hashini Tofis, Acher Chalitza. What do you have to tell me? Of course it doesn't. Right? So, Elder Rishak is Tamar Kula Beis of Akaris Kai, Yitzchak Lashvina, Dein Kutsu Tos of Chayav Karisas. So, how are you going to do as Rishak is going to deal with this Mishnah? Rishlakish says, "Nah, let me ask you a question. Litameich sefer the Ketani, but according to your logic, in the sefer which says that Baal va'aser Mimer itzuch lashminin dein kiddushin tosam beishas ish, that if a person, if you have one yavam that goes and does beila, he does bia with the yavama, and then the other brother comes and does Mimer with that one, that's not tofis, it doesn't do anything." What, really? You have to tell me that? Itzchak Lashmin and Kiddushin Tosav Eishas Ish? Do you need to really teach me that Kiddushin is in Tofis of the Eishas Ish? Says Rashi, V'listamech Seifa, Babez Yavamim V'Yavama Achas. We have two Yavamim, two brothers and one Yavama. The Ketani, Baal, Rishon, V'Asa, Hashemi, Mimer. The first one does Bia, the second one does Mimer. Ein Acha Bia Klum. Mi'itzchak Lashmin and Kiddushin Tosav Eishas Ish? Of course it doesn't work. Ella, rather, how do you explain the Mishnah? I did the Tana Torah's Yavam Echad V'Yavam Achas Tana Nami Shtei Yavamos V'Yavam Echad. Since the Tana had to go and teach you, taught all the different cases when you have one Yavam and one Yavama, says Rashi, that you actually had to teach the Itzchak last Rashi, the Itzchak Lashmin, and a few of Rish Lakish, even Rish Lakish needed to learn that. The Ein Maimer Achi Chalitza, the Halasa Gabe El Belav, that's only a lav, the Lo Yivne, the Itzchak Lemistamei Kirabi Akiva, had to teach us the din of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, Tananami also does the case of Shtei Yavam, Shtei Yavam Echad, but it really is extra, it wasn't necessarily say that. V'ayde the Tana Shtei Yavam, Shtei Yavam Echad, and since it taught all the din of Yavam Echad, Shtei Yavam, Shtei Yavam Echad, Tananami Shtei Yavam, V'Yavam Echad, it taught the case of two Yavamim and one Yavama. But don't start learning out like Rav Yochanan against me, that was just a bunch of extra stuff going on over there. Next part of the Mishnah was repeating and going a little more detailed into it. Let's say you have a case of a person goes ahead and does Chalitza. So it seems like totally out, right? And then he goes ahead and he does Mimer, or he gives her a get, or he has a relationship with her. Nothing doing after Chalitza is over. So that's the Gemara. Bishlam Chalitza Mimer. It's in the case where he does Chalitza and does Mimer. Rashi says we're talking about here one Yavam and one Yavama. Itzrich Bishlam Chalitza was a Mimer. Itzrich. I needed to teach us that because Hakatay the Chamin, I would have thought Nigzar Mimer de Baser Chalitza. I would have made a Gezerah of Mimer after Chalitza. Atu Mimer de Kame Chalitza. Because of Mimer that happens before Chalitza. This is, says Rashi, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that Kiddush is that Tovis Bechayve Lavin, that what's going to happen, you're going to come and say that a person's going to end up if you go ahead and you do a Chalitza, and then you do Maimer afterwards. Obviously, it's not going to do anything, right? The answer is no, but maybe it will, but we know that we'll do it something when it comes to, if it's done first, a person's Maimer first, in order to get out of that, he has to do a Get and Chalitza. So therefore, maybe you should say you need a Get and Chalitza also, it would be after the fact. Sakatat Chimini says Rashi, Filo Rabbi Akiva, Ligzer Maimer, Dupasa Chalitza, Delivi Get, let's say a case where a guy does chalitza and then he gives a get. Lamali, why do you have to teach that? Obviously, if a person goes and gives a get after chalitza, it's going to mean nothing. Why do you have to say that? Says Gemara, okay, according to you, aim a sefer. Let's look at the sefer. Baal va'asa maimer. Let's say a person does bila, he does bia, and then he does maimer. Baal va'asa get. He does get. Bisham baal va'asa get. I understand the case of baal va'asa get that you have to say, because like that the get's going to mean, well, it doesn't mean nothing. In that case, it means something because it's going to get rid of the whole relationship because it's a full-on marriage. But point is, I understand Baal Venus and Get, that we said there's nothing after Be'ila, meaning to say it's not a matter, you don't have to do Chalitza now also, right? But it's Itzterech, I needed to go and tell me that because I would have thought, Nigzar Get the Basa Be'ila atu Get the Kame Be'ila, and therefore, you'd have to also do chalitza if you want to get rid of that relationship. Also, kamash melon del gazino and make a gazera like that. If a baal va'asa maimer, let's say a person does baal, and then he does maimer, lamali, what I have to teach that all together? Obviously, do maimer after bia, it means nothing. Ella, must be, I did the tani chalitza, asa maimer, tananami baal va'asa maimer. Since I use chalitza and maimer, it says that also. For I did the baal lemisti baal v'nasan get, therefore tananami chalat v'nasan get. I did the old I did the tani tani shtickle. In other words, correct. It wasn't necessary to say that, but don't think that this is a kasha against me, against the Mishnah. Last part of the Mishnah we said, but when it comes to Be'ila, Bizmanchi, I'm reading from the Mishnah, Bizmanchi, Betchila in Acharei Klum. If it's done first, then there's nothing afterwards. But if it's in the middle or if it's at the end, in other words, if you did a get first and then you did a mimer afterwards, or if you did a mimer first, then get afterwards, or if it was at the very end, then yesh acharei klum, what happens afterwards does have an impact. The Mishnah finishes off with Rabbi Nechemi Omer, whether it's Be'ila or Chalitza, beginning, middle, and end, there is nothing after the fact. So now, Zok, the Gemara, Bizman Shehi, Masnisa in the Lo, Kiai Tana. Mishnah does not go with the following Tana. The Tana, Abba Yossi ben Yochanan, Ishu Shalim Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Says the name of Rabbi Meir. That achas be'ila v'achas chalitza, betchila ein acharei klum. If it's on first, nothing comes after. It's be'emsa uvesof yesh acharei klum. Afterwards, there is something. What he added in differently there is he threw in the word chalitza also. Kumtav chalitza, we're going to see there are three different opinions going on over here, right? So it says, v'shalosh machokas b'davar, three different things happening. So we have the Tanakama in our Mishnah that said that there's nothing after chalitza, right? If you have a chalitza that follows another something else, right? So that's there's nothing happening after a chalitza, but there is something that happens after bia, meaning if it's not first. Rabbi Chemia says that there's nothing doing anything after either a chalitza or a bia, if it's shvachat de maases, psula, right, greasa. And Rabbi Yossi Cohen says that it works if there's something done after chalitza or after bia. Tana Kama, however, first one holds, he makes a chilik between whether it's bia or it's chalitza. He says, bia de ikele migzar, where there's bia, where you can make a gezera, a gazrina, and we make a gezera, chalitza de lekele migzar, lo gazrina, but chalitza where there's nothing to be goes there, where not goes there. We brought up earlier when we first mentioned this that if you'd have bia after a get really worked, then people might come to have bia after chalitza, and if bia after mimer was full on, that people might come to do bia after bia with a different yavama. Therefore, there's a gezerah that in both cases, it doesn't fully get rid of the zika, and something happens afterwards actually does impact it. Therefore, it goes there. But chalitza delek lemigzar, lo gezrinan. We don't go out of it, don't make any sort of gezerah. Nothing happens after chalitza, something does have to after bia. That is the Tanakama. V'rabbi Nechamisav, our bia nami lek lemigzar. No, we don't make gezerah by bia either. Uketika amart ligzar bia achar get, mishum bia achar chalitza. And that what you're worried about, let's make a gezerah of bia after get, that it shouldn't knock it off completely because of bia achar chalitza.
Don't make such a gazer. Why? Kevin the chalitza daraisa made the yadi to daraisa gedin. And everybody knows that it's that what the chalitza is more intense than is the get in this case. Utika amad ligzar bia achar maimer misham bia achar bia. The fact you're worried making gazer because of bia achar maimer because bia achar bia. We're gonna go do it with another one. Kevin the bia daraisa since bia is a daraisa and maimer is darabatan. Ha made the yadi. People gedia and people know this and therefore they're not gonna come to make a mistake. Rav Yosi ben Chanan, who he says that even after Bia and after Chalitza, things actually make a difference. They do matter. He holds like the Rabbanan, who's making Zer by Bia, that it's not full on, and something can happen afterwards. V'gazer Chalitza, and he added on a Zer of Chalitza onto Bia, so you don't come to make a mistake to there as well. Hadjun Allah Rabban Gamliel. Well, you know our minhag. We finished the parak, so let's go back to the very beginning and said Hadjun. So let's Hadjun. Daf Nun Amar Aleph Rabban Gamliel Omer in Gerach Gad Vlo Maimer Achamaimer Vlo Bila Achabila Vlo Chalitza Chalitza V'cham argue on that. Bam. Yotze. Next parak. Mazel tov to one and all finishing Perek Hamishi, and let's move on out to Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek. Habal Yevim Zog the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Habal Yevim Tov. Let's say a person has a relationship with his Yevama. Bein b'shogi, bein mazed. Whether he did it b'shogi or b'mazed. Says Rashi, Kasavashi ishto o isha cheres. He did not mean to have a relationship with the Yavama. He thought that it was his wife or it was another woman. And that's the case of Shogeg. Or Mazed, Rashi says, Loshen L'shem Znus, V'lo L'shem Mitzvah. He had a mind he's doing it for Znus and not to do it for a mitzvah. Bein Ba'onis, Bein Baratzon, whether he did something Ba'onis against his will or Baratzon, or he did it willingly, he wanted to do this. The Gemara is going to get into explaining what exactly this means. Obviously, Baratzin means it's going to be full on and good, but all right, it's a Lashon Shtickel. Even if he did it b'shogig and she did it b'mezid, he thought it was somebody else, his wife or somebody else, and she did it for the sake of mezid, for his nus. Rashi says, Mefarish B'Gemara, what's going on here? Who made it? He shogeg is the opposite. He did it for his nus, and she did it because she thought it was somebody else. Who honest? He was done against his will. He lo honest, she's not done against her will. He anusa, she was forced to do it. Who lo honest, and he was not forced. Echad ha-me'ara v'echad ha-gomer kana. Whether, as Rashi explains, ma'ara shalo gomer bia, he didn't finish off the bia. V'echad ha-gomer, or he finished off the bia. In all these cases, done by mistake. It was done by mazid. It was done right there for znos. It was done by force. It was done only a little bit of not totally finishing off. Kana, it is full-fledged. Says Rashi, v'zocha b'nachal v'yotzia b'get imbalotzio. It gets a nachal, and if he wants to get rid of it, he's got to do it with a get. V'lo chilek ben bia l'bia. V'lo chilek. And there was no distinction over here between one bia and another bia. Says Rashi, what that means is, l'bain bia kedarka, l'shalo kedarka. Whether it's kedarka or lo kedarka, both of them are going to be good, or whether it's just started, or whether it's actually finished off. And that was being a ara, l'gmar bia, but all of them is going to be full on. V'chein, and similarly, ha'bal, achas b'kol ha'raisha b'torah. This week's parasha, for those of Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, last week's, take a look, pay attention. This is like all of Yevamos have been learning from Perek Yud Ches, parasha Sacharimos. Anyway, v'chein ha'bal, achas b'kol ha'raios shebetorah. Someone who goes on, who has a relationship with any of the arayos, are you not allowed to be with any of these people? Or, psulos, or any sort of psulos, says Rashi, le kahuna. For example, like what? Kahoin, amal le kohen gadol, gushav chalutza le kohen hedyot, mamzeres and asin le yisrael, bas yisrael, mamzer le nasin, psala, all of them are going to be, make the puzzle to go and be involved with kahuna now. Velo chilik ben bia le bia, and then I'm beginning to be chilik, whether it was this type of bia or that type of bia, both of them are going to have this impact. Now, the Mishnah started off by saying that someone who has a relationship with this yevimto, whether shogig or mazid, whether onus a ratzon, afilu hu shogeg v'hi mezid, even if he's a shogeg and she's a mezid, meaning he thinks it's someone else and she's doing it for his nus, it's still going to work. Now the Gemara says, my afilu, what does it mean when it says even? What's the chiddush over here? Says the Gemara, lo mi boy kamar, lo mi boy hu shogeg v'hi kemechavna lemitzvah. In a case where he is making a mistake, but she has come out for the mitzvah. Inami hu mezid v'hi kemechavna lemitzvah. Right? Or let's say he's doing the mazid for the wrong reasons, for his nus, and she's having a mind to do it for the mitzvah, that is going to work. Ella, afilu hu shogeg v'himizida, even if she's doing b'shogeg, and she is doing a b'mezid. Meaning he thinks that this is another woman, and she's doing it for bia's nus, that's all she's having in mind for. The Bach adds in another case here, and that is afilu hu shogeg v'himizida, or hu mezid v'hi shogeges. He's doing it for the wrong reasons, and she's thinking it's somebody else. In both of these cases, the tervayu lo kamakavni l'shem mitzvah, in which case neither of them having in mind for doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, still, says Rashi, afilu hachikani. Afilu hachikana, says the Gemara, even in that case, it's going to work. Tani Rav China taught that afilu shneim shogegin, shneim izidim, shneim anusim, it's still going to work. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.